continue our lectures. Okay, you remember we said when you would like to do any research, so there is a steps you have to go through. First of all, collection of data, then presentation and then estimation. So supposed to be already you have collected the data. جمعته انت البيانات. بيانات data. Okay? So the data is very raw. You are going to present it in a proper way as we mentioned yesterday. So today we are going to discuss something about presentation of the data. So the data you have collected from any source, it is inadequate. You remember yesterday we say it, okay, for planning or for any other thing. So the data need to be transferred into information, into a valuable things. حولها إلى أشياء مفيدة, into information. Okay, into a valuable things. How do we do that? Of course, by reducing. أنت جمعتوا لي مرحة ألف كيسات تبع المبتة يونيفرسيتي. طيب ألف شو هو؟ لا. So you are going to reducing them by summarizing them. In another word, you are going to organize, ترتبوها according. No. Okay. And arrange it in a simple and useful way. Bringing into a focus the important things. خلوني أشوف الأشياء اللي أنا بديها important thing into a focus. This is, you remember, this is what we call it descriptive. So we are going to start it. And you remember we said descriptive by statistic include presentation of data by table, by graph, and by a simple numerical calculation. By simple numerical calculation. So this is the descriptive. You remember we said yesterday, it is a device serving for organizing, summarization of data, and bringing into a focus the essential things, the important things that we needed, okay? So how do we do this? This done, as just now I mentioned, by table or graph, بالأحرى by three of them. Table, graph, and by a simple numerical. This is still, we are in descriptive statistic. So again and again. And as I mentioned yesterday, you are going to see this through all the lecture. حتى أقولكم باي باي. So it is important to know the type of the variable that you had. Why? Because each variable having its own table, each type of the variable can be presented by its own graph, and each one having its own simple calculation, which is mean, median, and so on. So first of all, you should know the type of the variable. Otherwise, you can't go any step more. Okay? So we said presentation by table graph. First of all of us, we do table at the beginning. It is the first step, presentation of data by table. It is a first step, and it is the most useful one. أصور أنتوا هاي الليكتشر اللي اليوم راح أقولها على حد علمي أنكم ماخذيها بالأعدادي مالي. Okay, so table again according to the type of the variable we are going to present this data by different type of the table. Okay, خلونا نشوف. Coming to the nominal. You remember what do mean by nominal? Okay, very good. So, نفس الإكزامبل اللي مبارح جبت لكم إياه, blood group, it is nominal. Okay, so this is the example I have. How many? 95 children with leukemia children, and their blood group perfectly, A, B, A, B, O, and O. So just now I would like to present it in a, we call it simple frequency table. Simple frequency table. So I'm going to see the frequency. You know what's the frequency? Number of repeated the data. Then relative frequency and then percentage frequency. So it is important to know. Let us see, this is a table, a key integer 4. This is total number. Okay, leukemic child, 95. So according to their blood group, this is, we call it simple frequency table. Then frequency, you know what you mean. Frequency, and it means number of the cases or number of children, so it's the same. Frequency or N, it is the same. This is in each group. It is simple for you, I am sure. But what about relative? How can we calculate the relative frequency?
By dividing the frequency on the total.
Very good. Thank you. Choose like?
Muhammad.
Muhammad. Okay. فإذاً by divided, نعطيني example يا محمد.
22 divided by 95.
By 95. Very good. What about this AB? Somebody else? Yes?
18 divided?
Very good. Thank you very much. Okay. Again, what about the percentage? So all of them, we can do it. What about the percentage? Yes, please.
Frequency number divided to total number and
multiply by 100. Thank you very much. Your name?
Hadi.
Okay. So thank you very much. I give you the commutation power. Okay. So this is the relative. خلينا نشوف مثل مقال محمد مثل مقال ودي مثل مقال جسم. So relative is frequency of each category. Frequency of each category. This is category. Okay, then divided by the total. مثل ما تفضلتوا كلكم. Divided by the total, اللي هو 95. Oh, that is so easy. Okay, divided by total. This is regarding the relative frequency. Relative from the category to the total. Okay. Percentage also as mentioned by Hadi, then frequency of each category divided by the total and multiply by 100. Multiply by 100. وأنا أشكركم جدا جدا أنكم جاوبتوا. طيب تشوفون هذا محطوط. Relative frequency and also percentage is more useful than the frequency as is, or we call it absolute number. Why? هو النمبر أكثر دقة. Yes. هو meaningful. How can we make it you meaningful? What do you mean by كلمة meaningful? لا فئة واحدة. What do you mean by فئة واحدة؟ كلام حلو صح. What do you mean by كلام by فئة واحدة؟ What do you mean كلام صح ولو أكو another كلام بس this is true.
هل القيم متقاربة من بعض
لا هي البرسنتج يمكن دوت حتى لو بالمية صح. Okay. Again, but this is the relative frequency and this is the percentage. Okay, بعدين أجي أجاوبكم على هذا. طيب هلا relative frequency 0.2, 0.26, 0.18 and 0.3. مثل ما قال شو اسمك؟
جاوب.
Abdullah. Abdullah قال to خلاهم كلهم تحت فئة واحدة. طيب من اللي أعلاهم؟ 0.3 صح؟ طيب ولا هو من الرقم we can compare it but here in relative to the total. Okay. What about here؟ شخل هنا يا رقم in your opinion. واحد. Okay. What about here؟
100%.
الجواب why it is more useful. طيب أنا هسه أقولكم خليني أعطيكم example. أنا جيت زعلانة. ليش دكتورة؟ كلية الطب بالجامعة الأردنية 500 واحد نجح. أوكي. بينما عندنا نجحوا 200 أو من نجحوا 400 شو تجاوبوني أنت؟ عفية حسب من أصل كم؟ from the total. يلا أبدأ يجوز 500 وهم من 1000 صح؟ معناها 50% إحنا 400 يجوز من 600 أو من 500 which is higher. كويس. That's why it is more useful in another word to compare between different data. To compare between different data. Okay. So I. Okay. What type of data is this? مبارح we mentioned. Nominal. So, if it is nominal, in which type of table we have to present it? Simple frequency table. Clear? Clear for you? So, this is a simple frequency table. Just frequency and relative frequency and percentage. That's why they call it simple frequency. Just frequency. Okay? Number of cases or frequency. F is frequency and this is the number. Then the relative frequency and percentage, it's easy for you. I am sure there is no need. Just another example for you. Now, what about the ordinal? This is the same example yesterday I gave it to you. Okay, so 120 individuals were asked about their level of satisfaction toward the health care given to them at the Kalingul Karak Hospital, مش مشكلة. And the responding according to usually satisfaction divided into 5 sectors, into 5 categories. Okay, very unsatisfied, satisfied. Okay, but then neutral, but unsatisfied and highly unsatisfied. Oh, you can make it بالعكس. تبدو highly unsatisfied, satisfied, and from there. Lowest to the highest or from the highest to the lowest, it doesn't matter. What kind of data is this? Ordinal. Why it is ordinal?
Ordinal.
Yeah, it is important, meaningful. Okay, thank you very much. So also it's presented by what do we call it? Simple frequency table. Just number of the cases, L or frequency, relative frequency, and percentage. I think it is easy for you. No need to go through totally. Okay. Now, mathematic marks of 26 secondary school students at Amman, one of the Amman schools. What type of this? What type? Huh? Thank you very much. So it is continuous. Okay. Matrix and continuous. You remember? So what I am going to do, I'm going to subdivide it into groups or subgroups, okay? So in this case, we are divided into groups. These groups, we call it class interval. So you are going to convert it into class interval. Class interval, هذا class interval, هذا class interval, هذا علاماتكم اللي علاماته من 50 و60 يجي هون, اللي علاماته من 60 إلى 70 يجي وهكذا. Okay. So I divided them into what do you call it? Class interval. This is a class interval. So the most useful way for presenting data in continuous matrix variable is by grouping the frequency distribution table. This is, we call it frequency distribution table. Still, it's not complete. We will continue. Okay? So how can we do that? By grouping all the data into groups. These groups, we call it class interval. Each class interval or each group containing certain number of events, of frequency or certain number of the cases, whatever you would like to say. But each frequency started by lower value and upper value. Lower value, upper value, lower value and upper value. Clear? Good. And then we are counting the number of cases in each class interval. So now I need this up. علاماتهم between 10 to 14.9. So to produce what do we call it, group frequency distribution table. This is group frequency distribution table or frequency distribution table. Grouping the data into groups of equal width. نفس الساعة. هذا هذا يساوي هذا. خلاص. ما في واحد أكبر من الآخر. This is very important. First. Okay, equal width. They construct the table, construct يعني أرسل أو أعمل the frequency distribution table. This we call it frequency distribution table. And they counting the number of frequency in each group. Counting the frequency of cases or number of cases in each group or each class interval. Okay, as we mentioned, each group containing number of cases depending. Okay. How usually just now we said each group, or each class interval all having equal width. شايفين equal width. How can we calculate it? طبعا حاليا الكمبيوتر يعمل لكم اياه. It doesn't matter. بس anybody you have a business, how can we calculate, how can we know that this width is, we should use it? So there is certain equation, Steger's equation. مش ضروري تعرفوها, just to inform you. طيب, K is number of class interval. Number of class interval, K is number of class interval, okay, equal 1, this is equation, 1 plus 3.322 multiply by logarithm N. N is a sample size. قديش أنا عندي size, عندي كل مؤتمر sample مالي 1000 أخرج, for example. Okay, so أضربها في logarithm N, هذا يطلع لي number of the class interval. طيب أنا بدي الwidth سعة each class interval يساوي R divided by K. What's R? The range. The range, it is the difference. It is the difference between the highest and the lowest. The lowest هذا, the highest هذا. Okay. So it's the difference between the lowest and the highest. هذه فقط لمعلوماتكم، انتم مش مسؤولين عنها، بس لو حابين تعرفوها مش اكثر من هيك. Okay. So this is what we can already طلعنا اللي هي number of class interval. That's all. يطلع لي width of each class interval. انا ليش اقولها ليش؟ Okay. This is frequency distribution table. Keep this in your mind. I will discuss it later. Okay, please. Okay. So, there is another term, cumulative. What do you mean by cumulative? تجميع. تمام. Okay. What? Why? Why? طيب خلوني أسألكم. أنا ماري هنا. How many cases their age between 15 and 90 and 29. How many cases? مش age العفو هذا mark. How many? Between خلي أبديكم إياها أسهل بعدين نجي على هذا. Okay. How many student their marks less than 15? Nine. How many students their marks 25 and above?
Four.
25 and four. So ليش عرفت four? جمعت. Cumulative. Cumulative. That's why they call. Okay. How many students their marks between 15 and 29.9? Between 15 and 29.9. 8 زائد 5 زائد 3. How much?
16.
تمام؟ Okay. How many students their marks 15 and less than 30?
17.
And less than 30. طبعا علاماتهم بين ال 15 وقل من 30. 16 هو نفس السؤال اللي سألتكم اياه قبل شويه، بس جيت سألته بطريقه اخرى، بجوز بالامتحان اسألكم بطريقه اخرى. فهمتوني؟ انا قلت لكم between 15 and 29.9 هم هذول، بس 15 and less than 30 ما وصلوا ال 30. The same هم هذول. Yes. So in cumulative we are going to add it. Okay. Frequency of class interval. 1, 2, 3 class interval or more. Okay. To less than, converted into less than and more than. This is the خلينا نشوفها. Okay. طيب نجي مرة ثانية. What? This is represented age of 50 patient with diabetes mellitus at Al-Karak. Okay. What type of data? So, how can you present it by table? A group or frequency distribution table. Like a simple. هذا frequency. What do you mean by a frequency distribution table? A grouping the data. I data كلها. Grouping it into group. Oh, yes. Into class interval. Okay? Very good. So, this is the class interval. Okay. How much the width? How much the width? How much the width? How much the width of each class interval? عشرة مش تسعة مش تسعة
بترحم وبزيد واحد
Do you know the width of each class interval is much easier for you? Okay, just subtract this from this. 30, 20, 30, how much? 10. Okay. Oh, 39, 49, 10. So the width is 10, مش 9, dear Barco. What does it mean this? هذه مش 29. هذه 29.999999 قبل شوية سويناها بالبوينت بس هلا أنا ما عملت لكم إياها بالبوينت حتى to differentiate okay so and then divided this is class interval and then counting the number of cases in each class interval طيب what's the cumulative frequency here
one
Good. What about here?
Five.
Here, five. Okay. What about here? Good. Very good. Okay. So, thank you. So, how many cases their age less than 50? Less than 50.
Five.
How many cases their age 50 and above? Okay, فخلص in cumulative frequency we divided into less than or more than. It's easy. Just I'm doing that by collecting two or more than two class interval frequency of two or more than two class interval. Okay, okay. Similarly, a relative frequency. You know, what's the relative frequency of this? 2 divided by
15.
وين
2.5
2 على 50 قديش البرسنتج 2 على 50% 3 قديش يطلع 20% 2 على 50% 20% 25% 20 اوكي لما تضربوها في 100 تطلع لانه من ال 100 هذا هي Relative frequency already mentioned each value of each class interval divided by the total number. This is the relative. When we would like to have the percentage, of course, we are going to sort of multiply by 100. Good. So, نرجع لكلمة cumulative frequency. That's converted the frequency distribution into less than and more than. قبل شوية قلنا the age معلوم less than 50 and the other their age more than 50 and more so less than and more this is done how much simply by adding two or more than two class interval frequency of class interval two or more than two وهكذا cumulative frequency نفسها بس نحولها إلى cumulative percent adding the cumulative adding the relative frequency of each class interval together. Okay. والمجموع دائما it should be 1. Okay. So 0.04, 0.024 وهكذا. والpercentage definitely you are going to multiply by 100. This is very easy. I think you are very good in it. And this is your daughter. This is regarding the two. What's the benefit to convert it into percentage? شو الفائدة؟ بس حتى تعب حالي ودماغي؟ شو الفائدة؟
عشان أعرف المقارنة صح؟
عشان المقارنة. Very good. إذن keep it in your mind. We can't. We can't. We can't. حطوها. هاي راح نحكيها على طول. We can't compare between two or more than two data by a simple number or by absolute number. This is, we call it absolute number. Okay? Or by a number or simple number. No. We would like, or we have to convert it into percentage in order to for comparing the data. طيب هلا عملنا point, عملنا جدول that we call it frequency distribution table. There is certain point you should know it when you construct the table. First of all, number of class interval. طيب تقولوا لي دكتورة كم class interval بدنا؟ There is different. Some of the books they say 5 to 15. Some of them they said 5 to 20. So in another word, it should never be less than 5 and no more than 20. خلينا هيك نقولها. Okay? Or more than 15. So this is the number. First of all, okay. Class interval should not be overlapped. What do we mean by that? Just now, خليني ورجيكم هذا. لا مش هذا. Good, هذا. 10 to 14.99. ما أقول 10 to 20, 10 to 15. طيب لما أب لو هنا 10 to 15, هنا ما أبدي 10 15 15.1 لازم. Otherwise يصير overlapping. زين دكتور أنا أخلي 15 هون ولا هون؟ فthis we call it overlapping. Okay؟ هذه واحدة. So there should be no overlapping. هو تفسير في continuous data إذا تذكرون برا. كنت there is no gap. No. ولهذا أنا قبل شوي قلت لكم 29. It's not 29. It is 29.9999. يعني اللي الايدج هذا المارك مال او الايدج اللي عمره 29.5 هو هير. اللي بكره بعده يصير يلا عيد ميلاده still should be here. Okay. So this is the point. It should, there should be no gap and no overlap between the data. There should be no gap or interval. Every observation should be fall in one class interval. ما هون مرة أخلي هون مرة أخلي. لا 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 لا. It should be everywhere. It will be uniquely fall or classified into one class interval. This is very important point. You have to follow them. There is a term they call it class mark or the midpoint. It's the same. What do you mean by midpoint? It is obtained الوسط. Very good. Adding the lower value to the upper value and then divided by 2. 20 + 29 divided by 2 يطلع 24.5. This is, they call it, this clearer. This is what you call it midpoint, and we will use it in some of the presentation. Okay, this is the midpoint. Now, we already finished with the presentation of table, presentation interpretation of data by using a table. And I am sure that now you understand that according to the type of the data that we have, we already use different type of the table. Either frequency, simple frequency, or frequency distribution method class interval. Okay, now there is another presentation, they call it a graph. Now let us go to the graph presentation. Sometimes table is not enough, okay? Particularly for those who are not interested in the numerical data. أنا ما بفهم الأرقام ما بفهمها ما بفهم. Okay, لا تسأل لا تسأل راح أعمل لك picture. So sometimes table presentation will give some difficulty to be understood by those particularly who are not in America. And picture definitely speak thousands than the table. Okay? Speak, picture speak louder than thousands of. So famous aura, I will never forget it. So it has an impact on our mind. So it's still and can be imagined all the time. Not only that, but from picture you can obtain directly from the picture the relationship. أشوف الكير مال النجاح مال كليتنا والنجاح مال جامعة الأردنية. So I can see it. I can understand right away the difference between the two. Trend. Contrast at the bottom are often can be obtained from the picture. Again, depending on the type of the variable, different type of the graph should be used depending on the type of the variable. Now, نرجع على أفضل الأعمال بالسيمبل اللي هم numerical and ordinal. In a numerical and ordinal, okay, what do we call this?
Ordinal.
This chart, pie. P-I-E. Pie يعني فطيرة. تبع الكيك. Okay, pie chart. Okay. Here, presenting the data into a circular form, and this circle is divided into sectors. This sector we call it pie. Usually, or mostly, we use not the simple number or absolute number. We have to use the percentage. Okay? We use the percentage. This is the number of students in our faculty. So, from the pie chart, you can understand right away that the percentage of the male is higher than the female. Yes? So there is a contrast between them. And also here, the what type of data? Ordinal. Very good. Well, I am too crazy. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Ordinal. So you can see from the picture that the highest is grade 2. Okay? And the lowest is grade 5, what happened there? Which is logic. Grade 1 you can make it is a diagnosis, but when you say grade 2 tumor, diagnosis is easier from the patient also, as well as from the physician. Okay? So you can see. So from the diagram or from the graph right away, you can see the trend, you can see the contrast at the bottom, and you can understand the number. But this is a pie chart, but there is a disadvantage. طيب, هون أنا عندي male, female. طيب, لو بدي أعمل نسبة النجاح بالmale والfemale, Mabagnet. So the disadvantage of the pi, it is only, it can only present one variable. One variable. Okay? At the same time, University, Jordanian University? No. Yes, I need two variables. So I can't do it. So the disadvantage and weakness, the weakness or the limitation of the pie chart, which is a good weakness, a good limitation or negativity. Okay? Negativity or the weakness or limitation of the pie chart, that it is only present to one variable. I can't use. So what can I do? If I have more than one variable, I would like to present it. Don't worry, there is another presentation. This is also pie chart. You can see. هذولا اجا الممثل تبعكم او اجا جيتو بدكم تسوون ريسيرش اوكي او جيتو قلنا لا ناخذ number of student اوكي انا number of student اريد بس 74 او بدكم تروحون تشوفون رئيس الجامعه بس مش اكثر من 74 يقولون 47 سوري 47 طيب كيف هل كلتهم من year 6 لو من year 3 لو year 1 لو year 2 how can I okay أخذهم من الكل good هل كلهم من نفس الرقم من نفس العدد لا ليش لا ليش صح proportional نسبة إلى their original number أنتوا أعلى مجموعة ولهذا من الير 1 راح يجون 27 واحد proportional to their number لا لا طلع بنتسكر الباب اوكي انت تزعلون دور احنا اكثر منهم كيف تساوينا بير 6 وهم اقل من عندنا واحنا بدنا حكي نحكي كثير اوكي فاذا proportional to their origin هذا بعدين راح نسويه بالسامبل اوكي فاذا اعلى نمبر هو من لا تشوفوا اعلى نمبر من يجي بعديه منو يجي بعديه وهكذا فاذا according to their original number we are going to choose the number of students and this will be discussed in the lecture of the sample so from this you can see that you can see the number of the sample from each class. This is okay. The disadvantage of the pi is just present one variable. But what can I do if I have more than one variable? I would like to present it. So in this case, I am going to choose what do we call it? Bar chart. Bar, of course, you know. على شكل مستطيلات. Okay. The bar chart is not only for categorical, just now we say it, you remember, nominal and ordinal, but also for the quantitative or the, we call it metric in which when we have discrete, اللي هما complete integer. Okay, so I can present the quantitative as well as qualitative data by the bar chart. So each category in the table is presented by bar. It is a rectangular على شكل مستطيل. Definitely, this is you know it. The height of the rectangle is corresponding to the frequency of that variable. Definitely, corresponding to the frequency of that variable. And this is the there is a space. This between one rectangle and the other, and all the rectangle should have the same width, width, مساحة, and also the space between one rectangle. the other also should have the same width, the same width of space. And this is okay. You know it, this is x and y. Here, usually in x, we put the variable, okay? And here, we put the frequency. عدد الطلاب, الطلبة هنا, year 1, year 2, year 3, on number of them. We call it the frequency. Of course, you know it, this is very simple. There is no need. نمشي شوية أسرع. Of course, we use either number, frequency, or absolute number, or relative, or percentage. It's up to you. This is a bar chart. We said bar chart to overcome. أتخلص من negativity of the pie chart. I can use the bar. So we have different type of bar chart. We have simple bar, we have cluster, and we have stacked. In the simple, just the number. It's the number of students, year 1, year 2, year 3, and so, so, so. Now, لا, يا دكتورة, بدنا نشوف الميال والفيميال. Okay, so here, ميال, لا, لا تسألوا. هاي, فيميال أخضر والميال أزرق. Okay, so. How can you comment in this? The female more than male. Yes? خلاص, you can see the difference between them. And also the trend, شوفوا صف أول كانوا كثير. Yeah, your sips are glad. So the trend. أو تقولون بالعكس. قبل كانوا يدخلون قليل الطبية, الآن صاروا يدخلون أكثر. فإذا الترند. So this is simple bar chart. Okay, one variable, but if I have two variable or more than two variable, I can use either cluster or stacked. What's the difference between these? نعم. هي نفس الأرقام. لا لا ما. بس what's the difference between these two diagrams? هاي. كل أرقام. أنا ما حافظ الأرقام. هذا أنا رسمي تبيه. هذا اللي تشوفون دوس 2 بينما هذا ستاك واحد يم الله. أوكي. دوس شو الفرق؟ شو تفهمون؟ شو هذا يعطيك إمبريشن؟ ما يخالف. هذا الفيميل. شو تعطيك إمبريشن؟ هون تعطيك الفيميال أكثر. هون إيش تعطيك؟ ما يخالف. هم تعطيك الفيميال أكثر. بس تعطيك something else. نعم. difference يطلع. بس نسبتهم للكل. هون تعطيك نسبتهم للكل. مش هذا كله؟ هذا نسبتهم to each other. هذا نسبتهم للكل. للتوتال. Okay, the size of the female is higher among the whole student. فماني؟ فهذا الاستاذ. Of course, this is just two. You can use it for two, three, four variable. It doesn't matter. Okay, so this is the type of the variable. Okay, what type of the bar is this? هذا. When is that? هاي مشو هذا سمبل هذا سمبل اوكي هذا سمبل اوكي what about this cluster very good huh? Compare relative size to each other واحد لله what about this
cluster.
Very good. Now, this is where we have either this ordinal or nominal. What about when we have continuous or when we have what do we call it? Frequency distribution table. How can I present it? Okay. By what? By? شوية صوتكم. باي وات
عافية. Very good. احكي عالي.
باي وات يو كول ات انستغرام. انستغرام از اولسو اوكي لايك ذيس. But what's the difference between the histogram and the bar? Mafi space denat. Very good. Thank you very much. Very good. طيب ليش ما في space denat؟ ما في gap. من الأصل إحنا it has a base, continuum base, استمرارية. There is no gap. This is the difference. ونفس الشيء يعطينا. Okay, this is what do we call it? Histogram. طيب this is also the bad or the drawback. Drawback يعني negativity أو disadvantage أو limitation. The drawback of the histogram can only present one variable. Okay يا دكتورة أنا عندي أريد أشوف the age of male and female. كيف أسوي له؟ There is what do we call it? There is a frequency polygon. Just now we said, you remember we said in midpoint, in a frequency polygon, what I'm going to take the midpoint, upper midpoint of each class interval, high class interval, in upper manhole, in upper hole, high class. أخذ الميدبوينت and they connected together all through the histogram. Okay. And خل أورجيكم إياه. So here عندي female والmale أو vice versa. So I can present two or more than two variables at the same continuous variable by what? By frequency polygon. By frequency polygon. This term is used when a variable is continuous. طبعاً لازم continuous. Quantitative term and the table is of a simple معلنة. Each category of the table represented by a single point upper and midpoint interval, upper midpoint, and then connected the by line. And we will have this is the what's this frequency polygon. Okay. آخر سلايد إن شاء الله. لا. Okay. What was this? Histogram. This is a different type of the curve. This is إن شاء الله تدخلوا بالinferential statistic. This is we call it normal. Normal distribution. Okay. أو symmetrical or a bell shape. Okay. أنتوا لما تدرسون هس جيتوا بعد الأطفال. Okay. من بداية مش كسلانين شوية شوية تصعد الهمة مالتكم. أوكي بعد ثلاثة أسابيع ما شاء الله همتكم كويسة. بعدين قبل النهاية راح تتعبون راح تقل الهمة مالتكم عادي. This is normal distribution for everything. For everything. Okay. So this is we call it normal أو symmetrical or we call it a bell shape. إن شاء الله نحكي later on. This is what just flat كلها نفسي. عادي. Type of the histogram. This is we call it skewed, right skewed. Okay, according to the tail. This is the tail. Okay, the tail horn. The long tail is occur to the higher value. Al higher. فإذا وين رايح التيل؟ رايح للhigher value. ولهذا it is a positive. رايح للhigher. لو رايح للnegative. Lower, we call it negative. Okay, according to the tail, the tail horn. Okay, but this is a negative or left skewed or negative. هذا also راح نحكي لما نسوي الانفرنشال أو من نعمل هسه calculation. Okay, this is by model. شايفين عندي two, اثنين. اثنين توب اثنين قمة. الدايابيتس ملايتس في عندنا ما بعرف تلساتكم تعرفون ولا في عندنا تبع الأطفال تايب 1 وعندنا للأدلت. فكل واحد عنده
age معين. فا أو fever عندنا مثلا بالليل بالنهار تختلف. later on تعرفوا ما دوري باي باي مودي إن شاء الله نحاول جاي. هذا الدوت هذا just like that. وين أكثر concentrated النمبر؟ بعدين نرجع إذا صار عندنا مجال على الـ evaluation of table and graph. بعدين نرجع على الـ graph لأنه ضار وقت. There is certain point you should know it. Please put this in your mind. First of all, each table or graph should have a number. وهذا اللي شفتوه قبل شوي يا قلت لكم خلوا بالكم به. Okay. قبل شوي يا قلت لكم حطوا في بالكم. The number, each table or graph should have a number. Okay. When that, لازم يكون عنده number. The table, usually we use Arabic number 1, 2, 3. وذاك نأخذ له غير number. هذا واحد. شيء ثاني. The most important, شايفين, the graph should be below the title of the graph should be below the graph, while the title of the table should be above the table. قبل شوية شفتوه انتو. هذه نقطة ثانية. يلا. The most important also is that the table or graph should be self-explanatory. Self-explanatory. How can it could be? First of all, by number, second by title, third by the title. The title should contain these things. What kind of data? قبل شوية قلنا. Age. This kind. Then, who were involved of patient with diabetes? Then, patient with diabetes. Who? قبل شوية قلنا, what data? Marks of the student, okay? In Amman, okay. What? Who? Where? When? قلنا قبل شوية in Al-Karak Hospital, okay? When? متى? 2023 قبل شوية. فإذا those 4W should be contained in the table مثل ما قلنا in the title of the table or graph. The title in the table should be above the table, while in the graph should be below the graph. إذا أكو footnote we have to put it. Okay, this is very important. الأهم شيء أنه it should be self-explanatory. يعني أنا اليوم عملت بحث وسويت على شكل تيبل لأهم شيء وقع من عندي إجا محمد أخذ خلاص يقدر يستعمله يقدر يروح ويسوي بحث به لأنه كل شيء بين به self-explanatory يشرح حاله بحاله. فthis is the important of the title. okay خلونا بس هذا اللي قبل شوية line graph. this is used particularly when there is the data is varies according to the time. أكثر شيء نستعمل temperature مال المريض بالساعات من الصباح لثاني يوم الصبح. okay أو أي شيء آخر we can use it when we are dealing with the time variable. The time variable is a special type of continuous.
time was continuous. So the time variable should be on the x-axis. On the x-axis, this is the time. ساعة واحدة, ساعة اثنتين, ساعة ثلاثة, وهكذا. Or انتو العلامات مالاتكم من year one, year two, year three, أو شهر بشهر, أو so many other things with the time. Okay. أي واحدة. And then the variable is put on the vertical. Then each observation is shown by means of graph or point, and they are connected together. As for the started, this is the time, or the temperature, you can see, and then we plotted the inertia like this. The time on the x, and temperature on the y axis, and that's all. And thank you very much. And as for